Huntington Beach to consider screening children's library books for obscene content. Huntington Beach Mayor Pro Tem Gracie Van Der Mark claims there are obscene and pornographic books available to children in city libraries and is asking the council to consider screening such books in an upcoming city council meeting. It has been a long-standing problem in public education that children are being exposed to obscene and age-inappropriate material by adults, many of whom are educators we have entrusted with our children, Van Der Mark stated in an ordinance to be presented at the June 20 council meeting. Our city libraries should not be engaged in infecting our children with obscenity or pornography, she said. Van Der Mark told the Epoch Times she recently discovered a book called The V-Word, which describes oral sex and sex acts in explicit detail. I don't want to infringe on anybody's First Amendment rights, freedom of speech, or the right to have access to these books, she told the Epoch Times. What we would like to do is put some safeguards in place so that children don't have access to them. It's starting the process of coming up with ideas of how to make our libraries safer for our youth. Van Der Mark also said in 2020, she discovered a book called Gender Queer, a graphic illustrated memoir recounting the author's exploration of sexuality from adolescence onward, in the teen section of her local city library. She posted pictures of the book online that showed the book both discussing and visually depicting characters dealing with gender dysphoria, masturbation, sex toys, and sex acts. One scene, posted but censored by Van Der Mark, illustrates full nudity as characters engage in oral sex. In her Facebook post, she wrote that she filled out a form requesting the library staff re-evaluate the book for children and urged others to do the same. If approved by the city council, Van Der Mark's proposal would require the city attorney and city manager develop an ordinance requiring the city's libraries to screen books that can be accessed by minors for obscenity or pornography, and to ban such material from being accessed by that age group. Her ordinance also instructs the city attorney to ensure the ordinance complies with the First Amendment, and to consider the definition of obscenity within its context. The ordinance also directs the city manager to look into the process to part ways with the American Library Association. We're going to look into the commitment we have with them and see what kind of materials they are supporting, Van Der Mark said. And if it's a good match, then great. If it's not, then we have to look into parting ways. Everything is just a preliminary phase of finding solutions to make our libraries safer, so we're looking at every option right now. Huntington Beach has 5 public libraries. Councilman Pat Burns told the Epoch Times in an email that he supports the ordinance. I am not into banning books, but there are some subject matters that do not need to be encouraged or have children needlessly exposed to, he said. There are so many influences in society that should be up to the parents. Sex of any exposure is not for a child. Let them grow and mature before such an important and vital part of life. Sexual subjects and children's exposure has gone too far and needs to be pulled back to a sensible level, and regulated by parents. Counselors Tony Strickland, Casey McKeon, Dan Kalmick, Natalie Moser, and Rhonda Bolton were not immediately available for comment.